Wake up late and miss Vinny and Nikki this morning?
Check out the Vinny and Nikki replay podcast at thebeat925.ca on iTunes and Google Play.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.
All right, so we're taking your guesses as to the best day of the year to find love at 92925. Most people are saying like summertime or springtime. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how they say people get spring fever? It's actually not. They say that January 6th could be the best day of the year to find love. It's the first Sunday after the new year, generally. And this is when dating sites see a peak in new singles online looking for dates and when they see most matches happening.
Is that because people start to feel really lonely? It's such a dark, like, Christmas is over, New Year's is over, and
you make it sound so depressing.
No, I'm just saying.
You're like, that there's time no year. Reason to smile.
No, they say like the most depressing day of the year is like mid-January or something.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, once you get past your food coma after New Year's and get over your hangover and set your New Year's resolution, then, you know, it's time to start thinking about your year ahead maybe. And
right.
If you need that special someone in your life, then you
also
start early.
You also just went through the holidays with like other people who are in relationships too. So it might be like glaring that you're like, oh, that looks nice. That looks romantic. True. And I think you do notice those things more around the holidays. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You know, summertime, you're out there, you're living your life, everybody feels, but like in the holidays, you want to stay in. I find myself more and more being like, I want to stay in and be warm and be cuddly and cozy and watch
Netflix all day long.
I was
going
to say the fireplace. I don't have a fireplace though. It would have to be like
there's a fireplace channel.
The old tide,
the Yule log,
There's a fireplace channel that you can watch.
Yes.
You can do that together.
True. Yeah. When did you guys meet your significant others though? Winter, summer?
February, actually.
February.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah, right after Valentine's Day.
And then that's when you got married.
No, proposed about in September.
2 months later.
We did get married.
No, I meant you got married in February.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't mean you got married the same day.
Did you meet Josie in the summer?
It was in the fall. It was, November.
Oh, crisp leaves on the ground. It sounds like a romantic time.
The next best time to meet your significant other.
Kim, when did you meet your husband? You guys
were high
together.
School sweethearts. We met like the first day of school.
First day of school. Hey,
yeah.
We were wearing new jeans.
Pretty much.
Sweating. Like crazy. Sweating in new jeans on the first day of school.
So apparently there are 7 types of men you will meet before finding the one. The best day to find love online is January 6th.
January 6th. That's when most online dating services see a huge spike in their users and see a lot of matches happening, more than any other day of the year.
All right. So you tell me if any of these guys sound familiar to you. There's an Australian relationship expert who has detailed the seven types. Are you ready for the first one? Mr. Gray. Okay. So Mr. Gray appears to be a handsome man who has his life together, but he has a fear of love. He's all about control and he's emotionally distant. I don't know, does that spark any memories for you?
All of them, okay.
All of them?
Yeah.
You can text us this morning, 92925. Have you ever been with any of these types of
so that's
men?
Like Christian Grey.
That's
he's named after Christian.
Incapable of love.
I thought they meant gray like a silver fox, like he had some gray in his hair.
Oh, no, that's coming up next.
Okay.
Actually, no, it's Mr. McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy. McDreamy is the ultimate soulmate of relationships, a man you typically see in romantic movies. He's filled with unconditional love, self-care, and understanding. Everything seems perfect with Mr. McDreamy, but he can't be platonic.
I went on a date last week. I told you that's how it went. I'm like, everything's perfect, but I don't know if there are sparks.
Mr. Unavailable. I'm sure you've met this guy. Mr. Unavailable, he has a deep sense of love, but there's something missing. He's not available mentally or emotionally. He can't offer a full connection in a relationship.
I feel like in the past, that's been me in my relationship.
That's been you.
I've been Mrs. Unavailable.
Mrs. Unavailable.
Up until like I was 26, I've changed. Okay, I've changed.
Going through the 7 types of men, apparently you will meet before finding the one, according to a relationship expert. Mr. Upgrade. There's a lot of magnetism with Mr. Upgrade, but he gets to a point in his life where he's very unsettled and he would usually upgrade to a younger lady.
Yeah.
He has a strong soul connection, but he's still unhealed from his past relationships.
Mm.
That sound familiar to you? You can text us this morning, 92925. Mr. Variety. He's the ladies' man who loves to be the center of attention, but he will leave once the relationship turns serious. He flips to different ladies and he won't commit, so he's a little bit tricky.
He's a little bit tricky, that Mr. Variety
Mr.
guy.
Flake. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Flake. It's a lot of guys these days. Not all.
So any of these guys sound familiar, you can text us this morning, 92925. Mr. Duality. He's probably the most complicated one out of all. He's what's known as what is called a twin flame. So this person will be very different to you. Kind of different in different situations. They share similar values and interests as you, but they often have unrequited love. And Mr. Darcy is the last one. Listen to this one, Nikki. He's the perfect man who has a complete love of heart, mind, body, and soul. He sees the perfection and beauty of you, and you can spark up a divine union relationship.
That's who I want to date.
Yeah, they don't exist.
It's also Mr. Invisible.
They do not exist.
Yes, they do exist. That does exist. I'm going to like put that on my vision board for 2019.
All right, there you go. You're seven types of guys before.
Mr. Darcy is out there.
We'll find the one. Somebody texted in, I think I've dated all those types in one guy.
Ooh.
Well, now you're ready for real love.
That's scary.
You are ready.
This is the Vinny and Nikki replay.
Who and how much do you tip during the holidays? Well, we're going to help you out here. There's a tipping expert who gives some suggestions on who to tip in your life and how much you should tip. Are you guys good at that? Because I'm terrible at it around this time of the year. Like,
about tipping?
Well, tipping, like I'm reading that you're, you know, because we have the guy who cleans our snow. And mm-hmm. like, okay, you should tip him
you never do it?
I always forget and I feel bad.
Yeah, like, I forget often too. I feel like every year I go into the holidays saying, okay, I have to remember to get some cash out and like make a little delivery to all of the people who help me every day in my life. but I forget often too. Yeah. I do. And like how much you tip also. Like we just went through a list of people that I may have to tip during the holidays and how much would I have to tip them without going broke?
She has a very long list of personal care providers.
Personal care providers, yes. I do.
Just don't. I mean, you're already overspending on all these things anyways. I mean, and I'm sure they're very grateful for your business, but
not overspend at the chiropractor.
Nikki, speaking of personal care providers, this is what this tipping expert says. If you regularly visit a personal trainer, a hairstylist, a barber, a nail technician, a massage therapist.
Yeah, laser hair removal specialist. Yeah. You've got a therapist. You've got to have an osteopath.
You should tip the value of one extra session.
Oh my goodness.
According to this.
I couldn't.
That's
high,
right?
That's crazy. That would be probably well over $1,000.
Maintenance workers, if you want to extend a tip to the maintenance workers in your building, office or home, a cash gift of around $25 or a handwritten note of appreciation. Go with the handwritten note. It's an idea.
I'm like, I think I'm going to, I thought I would try to find like gifts for these people, like just like little tokens.
Little gift cards too.
Nice. Yeah.
Gift cards doesn't hurt, right? They say, the tipping expert says, who makes your life easier on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis? You need to think of those people around you. And they also say pet care. If you have people who take care of your pets, you should pay them around $20. They say, well, $50 is lovely. Well, yeah, but that's not so easy for people.
It becomes too much. It really does. Like, and where do you draw the line?
That's a good question.
I know Sam doesn't tip anyone.
I don't. You know, but where's the tip for the people that wake up early to entertain you every morning on the radio?
Oh, okay, that was really shameless.
That's a service rendered every day.
Shameless.
Mail and package carriers. They say we're supposed to tip around $20, but like,
I never see them.
Oh my God, and it's like a different FedEx guy every day that breaks into my building and mumbles, here you go to me, and turns around. I'm not going to, seriously.
Wait, I have a gift card for you.
Yeah.
I had a really nice guy. He's like, hey, Vince, how are you? I'm great. Here's your package.
He deserves it.
Have a wonderful day. Things
were so different back in the day. You really created relationships with these people, with the milkman, mm-hmm. with the delivery mail guy. Mm-hmm. Times have changed, right?
I know, especially like our mailman. It's like a different person every day.
Yeah.
They come at different times. I don't even see them anymore.
When they're not on strike.
It's totally different.
I know. And they make you feel like it's supposed to be like it is in the movies. Yeah, like, good morning, Mr. Hey, Barucco.
How are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely day.
Look at that sunshine. Who are you not supposed to tip? Doctors, therapists, dentists, and other medical care providers.
Okay, well, that lowers my list there a lot.
They're not allowed to receive any cash.
Okay.
Apparently, this a specialist says edible goodies for the medical field are usually welcome.
So not the chiropractor?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
the chiropractor would fall under that.
Yeah.
Like medical.
Maybe you can make him something. You know,
make him something small and nice.
Cookies or something. Or notes are always appreciated.
Okay, what about your laser hair removal? Because that's like right on the line. It's kind of...
Personal care provider, Nikki.
Oh, damn.
Personal care provider. Anyways, hopefully that will help you with your tipping this holiday season. And Sam, maybe a tip once in a while. It doesn't hurt anybody.
I'm liking those handwritten notes more and more.
the Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
So there's been a lot of Canadians complaining in the past week or so since they heard about stations banning Baby It's Cold Outside. Well, all that complaining has paid off because there are stations now that have lifted the ban and they've put Baby It's Cold Outside back on the radio.
It was like in the U.S. and here in Canada as well, right?
Yeah.
Like that this happened. So yeah. The people have spoken. And apparently, they've won the war on Christmas.
They've won the war on Christmas.
Yeah.
And one publicist said, not everyone interprets lyrics the same way. Listeners may wish to skip the song. As we understand, not everyone will agree with this decision. I don't know if you guys saw the parody making the rounds the last few days. I think there are a couple different ones. There's a few different parodies. This one is pretty good. It's gone viral in the last 48 hours or so. It's called Baby Just Go Outside. Basically, it's the opposite, and it's a 2018 version of Baby It's Go Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
Okay, you're free to go.
I've got to go away.
Understood, no means no.
This evening has been
super appropriate.
So very nice.
But I do understand consent.
My mom will start to worry.
Definitely text her right now. Here's the code, and there is the
door.
I am gonna stand over
now
here.
Maybe just a half a drink
you
more.
You are in control of this
the
thing.
Neighbors might
come over if you like.
Say, what's in this drink?
Nothing but Sprite.
I wish I knew how.
Just walk right out
to
the door.
Break the spell.
I do know how to spell harassment.
I'm
loud and clear. I'm trying super
really
hard. Please just go out, baby. Just go outside.
I simply must go.
Uber is right outside.
No.
Seriously, right outside.
Welcome has been.
I'll walk you to
so
the curb.
Nice and warm.
But totally consensual.
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Hopefully not about
at least
us.
There will be plenty implied.
Please do not imply anything.
I really can't stay.
Baby, just go out. Baby,
it's
just
cold.
Go.
Baby, it's
just go outside.
There you go. The 2018 version.
Hilarious.
You can check the video out. It's online. And we'll see what the next song that people are going to complain about, because it might happen soon. Yeah. So be prepared
for
that.
Maybe we have it coming up.
Maybe we do.
You can send your complaints too.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the Morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat 92.5.